This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. We're changing gears here a little bit. We're going to talk about fishing this hour. We're going to talk about fishing with some veterans, with Roger Carlson, who's the chairman of an organization, a chairman of an event called Stars and Stripers, sponsored by Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing. Did I say that correctly?
You got it spot on.
Okay. Roger, what got you involved with Project? First of all, what is Project Healing Waters and what got you involved with it?
Great question. And to understand the Stars and Stripers event, it's really important to understand what Project Healing Waters is all about. It's difficult to explain to someone who's never been fly fishing all of the benefits associated with standing in a stream and feeling a rainbow tug on a line most people identify with a river runs through it, and they see, you know, Brad Pitt standing in the middle of the stream throwing 100 feet of a line out in the Gallatin River.
Right.
It's really about the peace and calm. It's about the entire sport, and that involves tying flies and understanding the insects that the trout eat. So Project Healing Waters did. The founder, Ed Nicholson, was a retired Navy captain. He was at Walter Reed getting some surgery, and he saw a lot of veterans sitting around playing video games in wheelchairs, and he said, "How would you guys like to learn how to tie some flies and fly fish?" And they kind of gave him a blank stare, and that was the genesis of the program. Mm-hmm. And that was way back in 2005. First people that did it, they sat in a room and they put some hooks in a vise and they started tying, and it grew from there. And he said, we went out on the lawn and started having people learn how to cast, and then they built rods, and eventually it was taking those wounded veterans out into streams. So the whole benefit of the program was not just going in and taking a veteran fishing for a day. It was the entire program. And we try at Project Healing Waters to not just do events, but go into these veterans' hospitals, warrior transition units at some of the major bases, and actually go in every week. We have 173 programs now across the country.
Wow.
It's all volunteer-based. And we go into these military facilities every week. We work with the veterans. We start out very elementary and then build up until finally they're accomplished fly fishermen, hopefully.
Well, you mentioned these guys sitting around playing video games. That's basically to distract them from their own situation. You know, if you're in a fantasy world of a video game, you know, you're not thinking about your injuries and you're not thinking about your involvement in the conflict. So, you know, you're these guys playing these video games, it's taken them away from their own situation. So what you've done is you've created or you've given them an opportunity to actually create something that they can envision, that they're going to take this fly that they've created and they're going to project themselves out onto that stream standing and fishing with their own creation. And there it is physically in front of them. It's not like the screen's going blank and the game's going away. It's looking them right in the face, and that kind of puts a dimension. It gives them another channel to tune to, so to speak, in their lives.
You're absolutely right, and the the whole notion of these skills associated with fly fishing is
sure.
it helps you physically.
Therapeutically, absolutely.
Intellectually,
sure.
Emotionally, socially.
Yeah.
So we try to incorporate all of that into a comprehensive package that helps these people
sure.
recover.
Sure. And when you say, what do you know about a stonefly? And they look at you with that blank stare, and you explain the life cycle of a stonefly, and they go, wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. And here's what happens when that insect hatches, and here's what eats it, and here's how you fish with the bug that looks like that. You're engaging them into a whole different way of thinking, because now they're looking not only at the natural world, but they're involving they're projecting themselves into that situation where they can see that stone fly underwater. They can envision that hatch coming up. They can see that fish coming in, take that fly. And there they are in that situation, and it takes them away from everything else that they might be thinking about at that moment, because it does take concentration to watch that fly on the water, to think about the whole interaction between the insect and the life cycle of the insect and the fish, and then what happens when that fish actually strikes, and now what do I do? The mechanics of, fighting and reeling that fish. I mean, that you and I fish because we fished.
That's right.
These guys are warriors. They're fighters, and now you're bringing them back into touch with what life's all about, not death.
You're spot on, and the other thing that's kind of interesting is. You know, we always associate a wounded warrior with an amputee or,
sure.
you know, with burn marks. And there's a lot of inside injuries that,
no question.
That are necessarily not – I certainly, in my era, the Vietnam veterans coming back never
right.
had that opportunity.
Right.
And dealing with some of the PTSD and other
sure.
Calamities, using fly fishing skills, sitting around a table with some of your fellow veterans that are recovering, it affords the opportunity to maybe open up a little bit.
Sure.
So there's a lot of advantages to the program.
Sure.
And you would ask why I got involved in it. When I retired a few years back, I was looking for some place to put my time.
Sure.
And there was a lot of opportunities. There's a lot of volunteer organizations out there available.
Sure.
This one struck me because it was volunteer driven.
Right.
A lot of volunteer organizations, it seems their first mission is to raise money.
Yeah, exactly.
And, a good portion of what they do goes back into raising more money.
Sure.
Project Healing Waters is driven by – it's all volunteers.
Yeah.
And it's the people that do it – I shouldn't say that. There's four paid employees.
Right.
But the majority, there's 20% of the funds we use for fundraising and just administrative stuff. But – the rest of it goes directly back into the programs.
Sure.
And the volunteers that make Project Healing Waters work are what this program is all about. That's what drew me to it.
Right.
I met some of the leadership and said, these guys are the real deal.
Sure.
This is what it's about. When I finally immersed myself into the program, the first step was I joined a group of volunteers, great volunteers, led by Larry Valter out in Fort Meade,
mm-hmm.
and joined the program out there. And I actually saw firsthand what happens, as the veterans take part in the program, they start to unfold. And I said, this is absolutely amazing.
Sure.
So that was my draw to the Project Healing Waters community.
Sure.
And it's I've never looked back.
Yeah.
I've been associated now for about 7 years,
mm-hmm.
six or seven years.
Sure.
And have just enjoyed every minute of it. So
we're going to take our first break here, and then we'll come back and we'll start with Stars and Stripers right out of the box when we come back from our first break. Will that work for you?
Sounds great.
All right. Folks, get ready for hunting season at Clyde Sports Shop. Not only do they have a complete selection of compound and crossbows, but they have all the accessories. They have everything you need for dove hunting. And I'd like to tell you a little bit about what they have as far as firearms are concerned. They do focus a lot on Browning firearms. And with dove season coming up, I mean, you've got the 725 Satori Sporting Model, if you like an over and under. That's a great gun for the dove field. If you like a pump action shotgun, the BPS pump is available as in 28 and 410 gauges, even 16, 20, and 12, even 10 gauge, but you don't need that for doves. The A5 is now, you know, back, the A5, the hump, 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee from Clyde Sports Shop, the Maxxis semi-automatic shotgun, and all the others. They are the full-line Browning dealer. They carry the X-Bolt high-powered rifle, the Buckmark pistols, the whole thing. But, you know, make sure if you're looking for a fine firearm, consider Browning and consider Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, the fishing hotline, and they have everything for fishing, is 247-3474-247-FISH is the fishing hotline. You want to call the regular line, 242-6108. Another operation that's getting ready for bow season and has a lot of different crossbows for those of you who are interested in crossbow hunting or learning a little bit more about it. Well, think about the Mission crossbow, the Carbon Express, the Barnett, the Excalibur, the Parker. All those five brands are available at Chesapeake Outdoors. Same way with the Matthews and Parker compound bows. The Matthews solo cam is, you know, one of the top bow lines in the country. And they have the custom arrows, the bow accessories, crossbow bolts, and they'll set you up with all the accessories, the sights and rests and so forth, to get your bow ready for the opener of archery season on September 5th. That's Chesapeake Outdoors, located on Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road. And I said we're going to talk about Dominion Road here in a little bit. For Chesapeake Outdoors. Get ready for archery season, for clothing and boots and firearms, muzzle loaders, they've got it all too. 410-604-2500. This is Alan Ellis for Linex spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner.
The statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns. By donating your female deer, you could feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
It's time for the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat motor and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. New this year is an invasive species award for those catching blue catfish, flathead catfish, and northern snakeheads. And check out the new Maryland Youth Fishing Club and the Youth Angler's Log to learn how your youngster can win a guided fishing trip. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you Feeling lucky? If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
You're on the most powerful names in talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
Bet you're going fishing all of the time. Baby, going fishing too. Bet your life, your sweet wife is gonna catch more fish than you. Many fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to relate. With my pole and my line, I'm a going fishing. Yes, I'm going fishing. And my baby going fishing too.
All right. Does it cut off that quick or did you cut that off? It cuts off that quick? Really? Huh. Roger, that's a song. As I held my grandson in my arms for the very first time, I sang that to him. He's 15 now and a very active and avid fisherman and hunter. So I want to think that the day he was born and I sang him that song, that helped shape his future.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Great song.
Yep. So, all right. Now we've got the background of Project Healing Waters. And the concept is to engage the wounded warriors. And what do you call them? Disabled veterans?
We were calling them wounded warriors, but we like wounded veterans now.
Yeah.
We think that's more appropriate because we have incorporated some of those from the Vietnam era.
Sure.
And we're trying to reach as many people as we can.
Of course. And so the big project that's coming up next Saturday at Dominion Marina, and that's why I told the people to keep Dominion Road in mind.
Absolutely.
Is the Stars and Stripers Tournament, the fifth one?
Fifth annual, that's correct.
Fifth annual. And Sharon Burns, that runs the Dominion Marina down there, is a great listener. I hope she calls in today. Maybe she will.
I hope she does.
Sharon, 410-922-6680, if you want to give us a call. I know you're listening. It's a great marina. It's not the biggest marina on the shore, but they're hosting Stars and Stripers, and you've got tell us about the event.
I'll tell you a funny story about Dominion Marina. The first event we had, we just took, I think we had five or six wounded veterans. We took them out fishing, fly fishing for rockfish. We have this wonderful resource in the Chesapeake Bay. And trout fishing is great, but I earned my bones fly fishing doing saltwater.
Right.
And I said, well, let's see if we can incorporate some of that into the program. Bigger rods, bigger lines, bigger flies. So we made some calls, and we discovered that there were some fly fishing guides, guys like Gary Knightsey and Richie Gaines and Ed Lucione and Sean Crawford. There was just some guys that, we'd love to help you. So they gave us a day, and we took some guys out, and we started at a marina, which will remain unnamed. But they had us the first year. My compatriot and fishing partner, John Dyer, and I kind of funded the whole thing out of pocket. We bought some burgers and drinks, and it was a good day. Next year we came back and said, we'd like to do it again. And the marina we were at said, I'm sorry, we're not interested in hosting you. We were orphans. And we looked around.
Really?
We looked around and we said, what are we going to do? And a guy named Colin Quinn, who is another Eastern Shore regular, said, let me talk to this guy. His name's Ed Fulton, Dr. Ed Fulton. He owns a marina over in Dominion.
Yep.
And Ed is a orthopedic surgeon.
Yep.
And he was a combat surgeon in Vietnam. And he went over and talked to him. The next thing I know, I got a call from Sharon Burns, and she said, anything you need.
There you go.
So we found a home, and we will never move from Dominion Marina. They have been the mainstay. We consider them our biggest supporter and biggest sponsor, and they give us everything we need and more. and not only understand the importance of the program, but understand the importance it has to veterans.
Exactly.
So that's how we came around to Sharon and Dominion Marina. We owe them everything for this program.
Yeah, great, great folks, no question about it. Sharon's just a sweetheart, I'm telling you. No question about it. So, but, okay, so you've got this Stars and Stripers. What does that mean?
Well, we wanted to give it an identity.
Okay.
And the idea behind this was to not just bring our wounded warriors or our veterans out fishing for the day, but to also incorporate a piece that's often forgotten, and that's their family.
Exactly.
We decided after the first year that we would invite the dependents along. Many of our veterans are on long deployments, frequent and long deployments. And when they come back, they find their children have grown, they're disenfranchised from their spouses, and it takes a rebuilding area there as well. So we said, let's see what else we can do. The criteria was we wanted to get our guys fly fishing for rockfish. We wanted to give them a little taste of Eastern Shore hospitality. We wanted to provide them with their families with experiences if they didn't want to fish. So Doc Fulton gave his beautiful post to us, and some of the spouses that wanted to go out and watch their husbands fish will go out and cruise on his boat. And Captain Scott Kipp has a little dead rise called Caronel.
Mm-hmm.
He sets out a trot line, and take some of the kids and even some of the adults out dipping for crabs.
Sure.
And then we've got a bunch of light tackle boats that give us their time. So from that original five fishermen, we've grown it now to this year, I think we have 20 veterans and probably close to 18 family members that will be joining us.
Terrific. That's terrific. And it continues to grow.
It does.
And guess who's on line number one, numero uno, Sharon Burns. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Sharon.
Hey, Roger. How you doing?
I'm well.
How you doing, Sharon?
I'm doing very good, Alan. Thank you so much for giving Roger a chance to get on the air and tell more folks about Project Healing Waters so they can just experience what we get to experience once a year. It's such a pleasure, a privilege, and I just can't say enough about it, as you know, because I've talked to you about it several times.
Sure, sure. Well, it's a great program, and Roger and I talked prior to him coming on the air a while back when I was in a different position. I was able to help out a little bit at the very inception of Project Healing Waters, and I know we had put the information out there in the information rack in the fly shop where I worked and that type of thing. So, you know, that little tiny bit of involvement and being familiar with the program, knowing a couple of places where the guys fish, you know, on private property, people that open their properties or ponds and that to the Project Healing Waters, and folks that are involved with other veterans organizations have really stepped up on this one, too. So, but you guys, you know, Roger can't say enough about Dominion Marina and Sharon Burns and the involvement of Dominion in helping out the Stars and Stripers tournament. And I'll tell you, it sounds like a great, great opportunity for veterans. And now, how do the veterans come to be involved with your group? I mean, how do those 20 guys show up?
That's a great question. We have we're set up regionally, so we have a regional director that looks over an area.
Okay.
And inside that region, we have programs.
Right.
So here in Maryland, we have Fort Meade.
Right.
We have Walter Reed,
right,
which is the original program.
Sure, sure.
We've got, I'm trying to go through our national capital area. We've got a program in Milford, Delaware.
How about Belvoir?
Belvoir's a very strong program.
Mm-hmm.
We have one at Quantico.
Right.
It's just getting underway. And I'm sure I'm missing one. Perry Hall.
Okay.
And so that's from this area.
Sure.
So those program leads in each of those, we have to advertise to them, hey, here's what we're doing.
Right.
You nominate some people for.
Sure.
We've broken it out, Alan, into a tournament. So we have six boats
right.
that actually compete, and then others that go
just
out and just fish.
Enjoy the ride, yeah.
So,
yeah,
sure. And we did that for sponsorship.
Sure, sure.
And so they will nominate people for the tournament. Tournament,
yeah.
And then they'll give us names of individuals, and they register, and we accommodate them.
Cool, that's cool. And Sharon, you guys just do a super job opening up the marina, and you've got the ramps, and you've got the slips, and you got everything else right there that that the guys can use, and plenty of volunteers. I know they're out there with their toothbrushes polishing up the place today. Is that right?
Yeah. not right this minute, but they will be. We'll be shining the place up. And it's our pleasure, and thanks to Dr. Fulton for giving me the reins and letting me do whatever we want and whatever whatever Roger wants and Project Healing Waters. It's our pleasure. And thanks again, Roger, and thank you, Alan, for helping us and giving us a chance to tell all the other folks about it.
Well, we're gonna let the people know how they can contribute and help Project Healing Waters. We want to give that website out as projecthealingwaters.org is the website, and I'm sure all the information on is there for the folks to, if they want to contribute, they can go to that website, or we'll talk a little bit more about that at the end. But Sharon, Dominion Marina. You guys do have a full-service marina there. You've got a boat launch. You've got some slips available. And I understand that you're developing a little place right near the marina where people can actually go and drop their boat off for the season for a very modest fee. And they don't have to trailer it back and forth and pay the high fees on the Bay Bridge. They can just come down and hook up their boat and launch it right there. And they'd be interested in talking to you about that, I'm sure.
Well, if they are, give me a call and we'll set it up.
What's the number?
410-604-3899.
3899. Very good. All right, Sharon, thank you very much. I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you. Thank you, Alan. You have a great day.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. She's nice. She's one of the nicest ladies you can ever meet.
You can't find a finer American.
Nope, you're right. So are you signaling me for a break? All right, you're signaling me for a break, so we'll have to take a little break right now. Roger, we'll talk more about Stars and Stripers and how people can contribute and talk about your sponsors and that type of thing, and we'll go from there. But right now it's time for me to tell the folks about the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge from now through Labor Day, including Stars and Stripers. All you have to do is go fishing. Diamond Jim's tagged rockfish worth $25,000 Eastern Bay. Eastern Bay. or more. And he's swimming on the Chesapeake just waiting to take your bait. Diamond Jim has lots of imposters out there, too. They're worth a minimum of $500. And the way it works is if somebody catches a tagged fish, it's worth at least $500. If Diamond Jim isn't caught, they share the $25,000 pot with all the imposters. We have 21 now, so everybody's going to wind up, if Diamond Jim isn't caught, with at least a grand. So get those vets out there fishing for those tagged rockfish, you know. But that's how that works. And you might have just, if you get one with a bright green tag, you might just have captured a $25,000 rockfish. Now, if you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland Citation size fish or even a crab and certify your catch, it's easy. You're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater and tidal rivers in Chesapeake Bay and on the Atlantic coast that qualify for the Angler's Award. You can win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or even thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center out in Western Maryland, and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network. That's a great fishing vacation. And Under Armour. That's a t-shirt. So stop by your local fishing site Center, check the fishing rule book or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Citation Fish Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. And next week, we will have an announcement, an important announcement about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. You feeling lucky?
Pleasant weather on tap for us here today. Mix of clouds and sun, light winds. Temperatures this afternoon climbing up through the low to even mid-80s. Tonight, fair skies, mid-60s. Increasing clouds tomorrow with a chance of mainly late-day showers and storms, mid-80s. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. There's no shortage of ways to complain about bad customer service, especially online. Disgruntled consumers often turn to Facebook, Twitter, Yelp, or other review sites to express their dissatisfaction. But a growing number of big and small businesses are using non-disparagement clauses to prevent you from complaining, even if you're telling the truth. Businesses from wedding photographers to dentists are slipping non-disparagement clauses into the fine print almost no one bothers to read. Consumers who violate the policies may be sued and even fined. In one case, a wedding photographer threatened a bride with a $350,000 lawsuit over a bad review. The bride wrote without realizing her contract prohibited her from doing so. So is this legal? Experts say that as a general rule, items agreed to in a contract are enforceable. But if it's a situation where a consumer might not reasonably expect non-disparagement language, it may not hold up in court. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
WCBM Baltimore.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at Diabetic11.com. That's Diabetic11.com.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 800-551-9026. That's 800-551.
Hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org. For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, hey, it's Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end, hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island, go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Custom-tied bucktails and trolling lures for rockfish, and all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
Uninhibited radio with Les Consulting, weeknights at 9 on WCBM.
Now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade.
That's not Andy Griffin there, Roger. We bumped him. Yeah. When he came out and supported Obamacare, we said, time for Andy to go. And he's not singing our song anymore.
Oh, me oh my.
So, we're a little too conservative here maybe, but that's all right. Stars and Stripers. So, look, you've got 20 anglers, and you said there's six boats that are involved in a competition, so to speak. But... I mean, it takes money to do this, right?
Oh my goodness,
it's not Dominion helps you out and with the place and provides a lot of services as their donation, but you've got to coordinate the whole deal, and it's not cheap to do all this.
It's not, Alan. And you know what? We got to feed everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
And we feed them twice. Sharon's husband, Pete, is one of the another great American. And Pete gets out there at Oh Dark 30 and fires up the grills. And when these guys arrive, they get a party hot breakfast and coffee.
Great.
And at the end of the day, we have a huge barbecue and crab feast. And, you know, with the price of crabs right now, it's really starting to get expensive.
They're very reasonable.
But I hasten to add that Fisherman's Inn donated some crabs to us this year. So we look for these donations to help defer cost, and we always look for sponsorship. All of the money that we raise for this event goes back into the programs here in the region.
Sure. Exactly.
So we don't we take this money. We try and at least cover our expenses.
Sure.
And then we take the rest of the money and we put it back in to buy materials for the
various
programs.
Fly materials, fly vices, hooks, the whole deal
for
that. And then, of course, you know, you got volunteers that are using their time, their vehicles to take these guys to different places, you know. And if you've got a landowner that allows you to use their pond or whatever, it's somehow you got to say thank you, you know, and that type of things. But you've got to just sometimes you just got to give it up for a good cause, you know.
Well, we find a lot of great Americans, like the people at Dominion and Fisherman's Inn, and we've also we 2 years ago we made a decision to make this a tournament so that we could have boats and individuals fishing that could be sponsored.
Oh, there you go.
So
what
we try to do is look for this year we've charged $1,000 to sponsor a boat. And corporations like Pfizer Corporation have stepped up and said, you know, we'll be happy to do that.
Oh, good.
We have some individuals who have come up, families that have donated significantly to the program.
That's good.
And we're always looking, folks out there in Radio Land, we're always looking for these sponsors to help us
absolutely.
Out.
Is there a phone number that people can call?
The Project Healing Waters website is probably the best way to get to us.
And ProjectHealingWaters.org, for those of you who are paying attention. ProjectHealingWaters.org. With an S on the end, .org.
And thank you. And it's remember that if you do make a donation or would like to make a donation or to secure some sponsorship, make sure that you designate it for Stars and Stripers.
Stars and Stripers. Well, that's your deal. That's why you're here, man. Absolutely.
We have a lot of programs that many of them are set up as fundraisers. This is not necessarily a fundraiser.
Right.
We want to cover our expenses and put something back into the program to sustain it. We want to keep it on the Eastern Shore of Maryland. We want to make sure that some of these wounded veterans are exposed to what the land of pleasant living is all about.
Exactly.
So it's worked out very well. So
good. Very good.
But sponsorship is important, and if there are businesses that have materials that they'd like to put into a package, you know, what do they call it, swag? When you get the goodie bag, you know, we're always open to that, and we'll certainly recognize you in the program and recognize you on the website. But we greatly appreciate anything that people would like to help us to defer some of the cost on this.
Well, I don't know if you know much about the show here or not. I know Sharon knows, but this show is being recorded now, and it will be podcast from now in perpetuity. Throughout the year, so people can go back and listen to this show. They can get the website again if they need to. And, you know, it may not happen for this coming week.
Sure.
But as people listen, that they may be inspired by your words and they, you know, check out the website and make a contribution. And who knows what our listeners can do. They're a great audience, no question. I yell at them from time to time, but you know.
I hope my voice being in perpetuity, I didn't say anything stupid. But,
you're fine. You're doing great, and you know the appeal was terrific, and it is for a great cause to get the we talked about connecting the dots with the insects and the fish and getting back into reality and getting the world of war out of their minds, you know, that type of thing, and hey. This is what life is about, getting out in the boat and enjoying a fishing trip on the Chesapeake Bay.
I can't even You know, I could share with you numerous stories of how this has impacted me and things I've seen and families that have been brought back together. But one very quickly that I'll share that I always inspires me is there was one of our participants was in a trout stream with one of the volunteers, and he was an amputee, below the knee amputee.
Yep.
And he was standing there, and he was really having a difficult time standing in the water rushing under his leg. And the volunteer looked at him and said, "How you doing?"
Right.
And this young man turned around and said, "You know, God didn't put trout streams in ugly places."
That's right. He
and
did that.
You know, that kind of calming. There's stories on our website at projecthealingwaters.org, videos of watching some of the effects of the program. We have people... one young man ties flies with one hand. It's amazing how they've adapted and used our program to help them recover. So I encourage everybody to go out there and take a look at some of the videos and understand the program. And the more you learn about it, I think the more you'll be drawn to it.
On May 3rd, 2005, U.S. Army Staff Sergeant Robert Bartlett was in a vehicle traveling down a road just outside of Baghdad when it was hit by a remotely activated roadside explosive. Shortly afterward, Sergeant Bartlett was at an aid station awaiting a helicopter. He was suffering from head injuries that would later require more than 40 surgeries, a collapsed lung, and severe internal bleeding. That was when he died the first time. He was resuscitated only to die a second and third time before eventually surviving. It was during the time after his second death episode that he found himself kneeling on a marble-like landing. In front of him, everything was black, white, and gray, and on it goes.
I know Robert.
I know Robert, and the first time I met him, we were in a deer stand together in Howard County. And he shared his story about how his gunnery sergeant was immediately killed in that IED explosion. And another one of his fellow soldiers was blown out the back. And the fellow soldier came forward and despite his injuries, came up and was directing traffic and what to do and how to do it. And when Robert finally had the chance to talk with him, he said, how did you know what to do? He said, "Gunny was right there with me telling me what to do," and Gunny was dead. These guys experienced unbelievable things, and you as a veteran probably experienced the same types of things. These guys have grievous injuries. Robert's lost his eye and had 40 surgeries on his face. You know who I'm talking about.
I do indeed.
And he's very active with No Person Left Behind. And, folks, just so you know, these guys willingly ran to the gates of hell to defend what they believed about this country and our Constitution and our American way of life, because they believe in our Constitution. They believe in our flag. They believe in what this country stands for. And it's up to you and I to give back just a little bit.
Last year, Alan, I had a young man out of Walter Reed call, and I saw he was nominated for the tournament, and I said, and he was a double amputee below the knee. And I went,
right.
Okay, well, that's, you know, we certainly accommodated that. But he hadn't received his prosthetics yet.
Right.
And I went, you know, these are center console boats. It could be a rough day.
Yeah.
So I called and I got his wife on the phone and I said, is your husband going to be all right on these center console boats, you know, it's without his prosthetics? And she said, sir, this is all he wants for his birthday.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Said he's
yeah.
been talking about this for 3 months.
Yeah.
And I said, I called Richie Gaines and I said, "Richie, what do you think?" He said, "You get that guy to me."
Yeah. We'll take care of him.
Well, he came in third.
Great. See?
And he when he got out of the van in his wheelchair going across a gravel, you know, parking lot, you know, a couple of people said, "Do you need a hand?" And he looked at him with this military stare and said, "I got this.
I got this." That's right.
And I'm pleased to say that he'll be back this year. So
you see a soldier with a traumatic brain injury and two prosthetics climbing a ladder into a tree stand or climbing on a center console boat. You can't help but feel proud. And at the same time, just an overwhelming sense of amazement how these guys were able to do that. I said they ran to the gates of hell to stand up for what they believed in this country and for you and me and what they gave and what they sacrificed. We can't give that back.
Absolutely not. And
we got to take a break. I'm going to tell the folks one more time about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Anything you need for hunting, fishing, and the great outdoors, you stop by and see the folks at Clyde's. If you need a firearm, if you need a fishing hook, if you need some bait, if you need some gunsmithing, if you need a scope or an arrow, you name it, they've got it at Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, just off Beltway Exit 9. 410-242-6108 is their phone number. The website is ClydeSports.com. If you need a crossbow, if you need crossbow arrows, if you would like to invest in a new Matthews Solo Cam Creed XS bow, if you need a Barnett or an Excalibur or a Parker or a Mission or a new Carbon Express crossbow, check it out at Chesapeake Outdoors. If you need a fire, if you need a fine firearm, if you need some dove loads or a dove stool or camo, a muzzle loader, a Bubba Blade knife, well, you can find that at Chesapeake Outdoors right there on Route 50 east of the Bay Bridge, exit 39B. Dominion Road, same place you turn to go back to Dominion Marina, that's for sure. That's 39B on Kent Island in Chester, Maryland, right there off of Route 50. The fine, friendly, and knowledgeable staff will help you make your selection. That phone number for Chesapeake Outdoors is 410-604-2500. If you need crab bait, a crab trap, anything for crabbing or fishing, find it right there at Chesapeake Outdoors. 410-604-2500.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
It's your chance to sound off on local, national, and international developments from 9 to noon on the Tom Marsh Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fishing worms, fishing worms. Everybody's wishing they had fishing worms. Find them in the garden, turn over a rock, slip them in your sandwich, put them in your sock. That's fishing worms, fishing worms. Well, my big sister, she don't care for my fishing worms. Big ones, little ones, they scare her to death.
Roger Carlson is here. Roger is a volunteer with and the chairman of Stars and Stripers, which is a program, a part of an organization called Project Healing Waters that uses fly fishing to connect wounded veterans back with reality, basically. And he's explained that. And if you didn't hear, if you're just tuning in, it's a tremendous program that serves our wounded veterans. This is the fifth year where they use professional fly fishing guides out of Dominion Marina and take about 20 of our veterans, our wounded veterans, fly fishing for striped bass. That's coming up next Saturday at Dominion Marina on the Eastern Shore. And we would urge our listeners to get behind Project Healing Waters to help the vets. The website is the best way to find out, www.projecthealingwaters.org. Program's been around for 7 or 8 years, and 154,000 participants, 158 programs in 48 states. Tremendous growth. And Stars and Stripers is a tremendous program right here in Maryland on the Eastern Shore, where the veterans are treated to a day of fishing. They get plenty to eat and very therapeutic, to say the least. Roger, I want to thank you for joining us this morning. Any other remarks that you'd like to make as we get ready to wind it up here?
Well, Alan, I'd like to thank you for having us here and letting us talk about our program.
My pleasure.
And also for everything you do for us who enjoy the outdoors. We greatly appreciate that.
Yeah.
And thanks to all of you who are aware of Project Healing Waters and Stars and Stripers. And thanks for all the support that you've given us, and hopefully we'll continue to provide.
There we go. Very good. Well, folks, that brings us to the end of another Outdoorsman radio show. We've talked about a lot of things. Our first hour, we talked about Stars and Stripers and Project Healing Waters here in the second hour, pretty much exclusively. But there are a lot of issues out there that face us. And some of the things that I do is the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. We invite you to go on the Facebook page or go on the website, and it's www.MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. The new organization for the hunters in our group is to unite hunters against the threats towards hunting, and they're very real right now, and our opponents are working diligently to take away our privileges, and that website is www.mdhuntingcoalition.org, and I would invite you to join. It's no charge to join. Sign up for the newsletter. And we are working behind the scenes diligently with a policy strategy right now, even while we speak. So you can always reach out to me on email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Listen to the podcast of the show, 24/7, 365. And now it's time to say thanks to Roger. Get out, stay out, stay safe.
You could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating